This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and make that comment. Make that comment. Ask that question that's always been bugging you, but hey, you never had the opportunity to ask. You can get on Science Fantastic if you call 612-564-8135. Write that magic number down. 612-564-8135. At the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question or make that comment about science. Maybe you're walking down the street and you gaze up into the sky and you wonder, what is it all about? I mean, the earth, the stars, the atmosphere, the clouds, what does it all mean? Well, instead of simply musing about the universe, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And once again, sometimes some of the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. Years ago, there was a young man about the age of 23 who asked himself a simple question. He saw an apple fall, and then he looked up in the sky and saw the moon. And then he asked a question which changed human history. He said to himself, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? He thought about it, and he said, yes, the moon must also fall. The moon must be in free fall. It doesn't hit the earth because the earth is round and the moon spins around it. But you could then predict the motions of the moon by simply assuming that it was like an apple. He quickly wrote down the theory. However, he didn't have the mathematics to solve it. It required a mathematics beyond anything available at that time. So what did he do? He created his own mathematics, and that's called calculus. Who was that 20-year-old gentleman? Isaac Newton, perhaps the greatest scientist of all time. His work made possible not just the space program, but all of mechanics. Every time you see an engine, every time you see a rocket, every time you see a skyscraper, a bridge, anytime you see anything that moves or has structure, realize that we can understand the equations governing that using Newton's laws of motion. All because a man asked a stupid question, does the moon also fall? Well, you can ask your stupid questions and get on Science Fantastic as well, because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound, most revealing of all. And the number to call, once again, is 612-564-8135. And also, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. Michio Kaku is my Facebook site. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook, and we have over 600,000 fans on Twitter. But go to my website, and you can see the New York Times best-selling books that I've written. My latest is called The Future of Humanity. It's about the space program, about terraforming Mars, about reaching for the stars, about one day perhaps even creating starships that'll take us throughout the universe. That's called The Future of Humanity. In The Future of the Mind, I talk about how we physicists are probing the secrets of the living brain. BrainNet could be the future of the internet. When we send thoughts, emotions, feelings on the internet, we can already now record simple thoughts in animals, record them, and send them on the internet. Think about that. We're now going to do it with primates and eventually with Alzheimer's patients so that they can remember what they forgot. In the physics of the impossible, I go 500 years into the future talking about starships, teleportation, all those things you see on Star Trek explained in my book, Physics of the Impossible. And then in my other book, Physics of the Future, I talk about life. Life 50, 100 years from now. What will a computer look like? What will a robot look like? What about medicine, cancer research, the genome project? All of that contained in my book, Physics of the Future. And so once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out what the excitement is all about. Why should we scientists have all the fun when there's this great universe out there just waiting to be discovered? Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Armand. I listen to you on YouTube, and I'm from Queens, New York. My question is, what is the story with invisibility? I remember you talking about it a while ago. You said you didn't think it was possible, but then it was. What's the update? You know, I want to know more about that. And do you think it's possible, physically possible, to create a lightsaber? Because I love Star Wars. Have a great day. Love your show. You're the best.
Okay, well, first of all, invisibility, yes, it's possible. Is it practical? Well, we're not quite sure yet, but we now have a theory of invisibility. I should also point out that the idea of invisibility has fascinated philosophers for thousands of years. Did you know that Plato, the great Greek philosopher over 2,000 years ago, wrote an essay about invisibility? He said that if somebody were to find the secret of invisibility, they could enter the king's castle, they could kill the king, take over the queen, and become the next ruler. So that invisibility, if it were possible, could unleash all our baser instincts. And then he began to wonder whether or not we humans are fit to rule if we have the secret of invisibility, because all sorts of chaos would erupt as a consequence. And so he used that as a moral example to test how far can humans become evil if they have this magic of invisibility. And then, of course, we have Harry Potter with the invisibility cloak. And the idea then is not so recent, but the question is it possible? And the answer is yes, but let's put some caveats. First of all, we now have something called metamaterials. And guess who's funding research on metamaterials? The United States Pentagon. Duh. I mean, the Pentagon would be negligent if it didn't support research on metamaterials. Now, think of a river. If you have a boulder in the middle of the river, water goes around the boulder, reforms at the other end, so that if you're downstream of the boulder, you don't know there's a boulder upstream. For all intents and purposes, the boulder is invisible to you. Now replace the stream with light. If light can somehow wrap around a boulder, reform at the other end, then downwind of the boulder is invisible. If you look upstream, what do you see? You see light coming at you from before the boulder, because the boulder's light breaks up, reforms at the other end, and the boulder's light becomes invisible. This is called metamaterials, and there's something called the index of refraction. The index of refraction measures roughly how much bending there is as light goes through glass, as light goes through a diamond, as light goes through water, or even air. It turns out that the index of refraction is usually greater than one. That's why we have telescopes. That's why we have microscopes. That's why the retina of your eye can see, because all of these things have an index of refraction greater than one. But what happens when it's less than zero? Chaos erupts, and we'll talk about that after the break. So after the break, we're going to talk about invisibility. Is it possible? Yes. Is it practical? Nobody knows. Well, once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, pick up the phone and call the magic number, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, the caller that just called in asked about invisibility, something that is very ancient, and Plato himself, the Greek philosopher 2,000 years ago, mused about invisibility. He wanted to know whether men are moral enough to handle a volatile technology like invisibility. And he thought to himself and he said, nope, men are too greedy. We're too selfish that if we have the power of invisibility, that we can steal things and not get caught, we can kill people and not get caught, then we would kill the king, become the next king, take the queen, and become the next ruler. Chaos. Chaos might erupt if everybody had an invisibility shield, because then we could settle our scores and kill people that we don't particularly care for. He thought that humans are simply not moral enough to handle a technology like invisibility. Well, as I mentioned, now we know that invisibility is in principle possible. There's something called metamaterials. Materials that are quite exotic, but make things impossible to see. Just like a rock in a river becomes invisible downstream, It turns out that light can bend around a metamaterial, reform at the other end, just as if the object in the river is not there at all. Now, we've actually tested it with microwaves. I have a video where we shoot microwave radiation around metamaterials, reforms at the other end, and bingo, it disappears under microwave. But hey, we don't have microwave eyes. We have visible light eyes. We want to do it with color. We want to do it with ordinary light. But there's a problem there. You see, the wavelength of microwaves could be a few inches. The wavelength of light is measured in billionths of a meter. In fact, we're talking about atomic scales when we're talking about the wavelength of light. And so you would have to create a metamaterial that could bend light at the distance of molecules, and that does not yet exist. Again, it is possible on paper that if you could create an object with an index of refraction less than zero, it would in fact bend light in a way that is physically impossible, but would make possible invisibility. Now, you may say to yourself, well, doesn't the Pentagon already have invisibility in the form of stealth bombers? Well, the answer is no. Stealth bombers are not invisible. You can see them very clearly with the naked eye. However, under radar, they have a very small radar image, about the size of a bird. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, the airplane becomes invisible. Now, how does the military do it? When radar hits a surface, it bounces, and that's how we know the object is there, by analyzing the bounce. However, if you can attenuate, diminish the amount that bounces back, then for all intents and purposes, the object is invisible under radar. There is no echo when you shoot an object on a stealth bomber with radar. You can do this using a series of tricks. You can use certain materials that diffuse the radar signals. You can also cut corners, make it smoother. So that's why stealth bombers' shape are so weird looking, because they're shaped the way that maximizes the dispersion of radar signals. Bingo, that's called a stealth bomber. However, a true invisible bomber would have to be made out of materials that can bend light on the distance of atoms. And that's where the problem lies. We have not been able to do that at the present time. We can do it for microwaves. In principle, we can do it. We've already done it for microwaves. But microwaves have a wavelength measured in inches. We want a wavelength measured in billionths of a meter, like ordinary light. And we have not done that yet. So, in other words, it is possible to make an object invisible on paper. But in reality, it requires a new substance called metamaterials that we have not yet invented. However, there is hope. We now have something called nanotechnology, which precisely creates materials at the atomic scale. So, in other words, in principle, we could use nanotechnology to create atomic machines that would then create, atom for atom, an object whose ability is to create bending of light with an index of refraction less than zero. If you could put all those ingredients together, bingo, you would have invisibility. Does it exist yet? No. We do not yet have a nanotechnological substance that can bend light like a metamaterial. It is possible, but it's simply too hard to do with present-day technology. So, well, sorry about that. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Mr. My name is Scott Johnson. I'm from Magnolia, Ohio. I'm not listening to the radio station. But my question is, if most of the galaxies in the known universe contain within them a supermassive black hole, and the result of the energy being expelled from these singularities is a quasar, could the Big Bang be from a super astronomically large quasar, from a huge black hole? Thank you.
Well, the short answer is yes. There is a relationship between the black hole and the Big Bang. And some astronomers have even written articles saying that perhaps the universe is a black hole. Now, that sounds preposterous, but hey, real physicists are taking this as a possibility. So let's break down the components. First of all, we know that the universe consists of galaxies. These galaxies consist of about 100 billion stars on average, and we see these galaxies everywhere throughout the universe. The nearest galaxy, for example, is Andromeda, which is 2 million light years from the planet Earth. It's a spiral galaxy. At the very center of Andromeda, there is a bulge, and the center of the bulge, there's a dot. And that dot is a black hole. In fact, there are two dots there, meaning that at some point in the distant past, Andromeda may have had lunch. It may have eaten up a smaller galaxy, and as a consequence, two black holes merged at the center, and you see two dots, not one, but two dots rotating around each other at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So it turns out that there is a theory that says that every galaxy has a raging black hole at the center, which means that our own black hole is probably at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So if you want to see a black hole tonight, go outside, look in the direction of the constellation Sagittarius. In the area called Sagittarius A, there is a black hole. Now, by rights, there should be a gigantic fireball that comes out every night, and inside that fireball is the black hole. But what do you see at night? Almost nothing. Sorry about that. Dust. It turns out our galaxy is full of dust. As a consequence, when you look in the direction of Sagittarius, you don't see hardly anything at all. When, by rights, you should see a fireball as bright as the moon. A fireball as bright as the moon rising every night, representing the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So our galaxy at the very center has a black hole that weighs about 2 to 3 million times the mass of our sun. So, given the fact that the galaxies of the universe are full of black holes, then the other question is, what's the relationship to the Big Bang itself? Well, that's where things get fuzzy. Because the short answer is, we're not sure. But there is a theory that says that when matter falls into the black hole at the center of the galaxy, it doesn't just disappear, it blows out the other end in terms of a wormhole. Now, back in 1935, it was Albert Einstein himself who came up with this idea. Think of a black hole as a funnel. A funnel where everything falls into the funnel, nothing comes out. Now take two funnels and stick them back to back so that when you fall into one funnel, you get blown out the other end of the funnel. This is called a wormhole, and it's an idea that Einstein considered very seriously, but of course he couldn't push it very far because we have no evidence. Back in the 1930s, there was no evidence of black holes, let alone wormholes and other kinds of things. So some people think that maybe the Big Bang is a wormhole, and we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in California has now been thrown into chaos when all seven of the candidates who qualified for the stage threatened not to attend because of a labor dispute. The Thursday debate is scheduled to be held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, where the Food Workers Union says it's been working without a contract and plans on striking in front of the debate. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang quickly said they would not cross the picket line. The Democratic National Committee Communications Director issued a statement today saying the party organization would not expect candidates to cross a picket line, adding, "We're working with all stakeholders to find an acceptable resolution that meets their needs and is consistent with our values so we can proceed with next week's debate." This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance where you can ask that question that's always been bothering you about the great universe of ours. And you may say to yourself, well, come on, my question is so dumb, too stupid. But just remember that if you have a question, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same question. So, yeah, maybe it is kind of goofy from a scientific point of view, but that's not the point. The point here is that if you have a question about science, then chances are thousands of other people have exactly that same question, but all of you are too embarrassed to ask it on national radio. Well, you could ask it on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question. You can make that comment about science.
But when we last left off, we had a question that is at the cutting edge of physics research. What is the relationship between a black hole and the Big Bang? As we said before, black holes are found at the center of all galaxies that we know of. Matter falls in, we see that. These black holes eat up stars. In fact, we see pictures of our own galaxy eating up stars. But the question is, where do the stars go? Does the black hole have acid indigestion? Does the matter simply stay there doing nothing, or is it blown out the other end? Well, as I mentioned, Einstein himself in 1935 came up with a solution where objects fall into a black hole and then get blown out the other end. And then in 1963, mathematician Roy Kerr found the solution of Einstein's complete equations, showing that if a single black hole rotates, it also has the same behavior. When you fall through a rotating black hole, you get blown out the other end. Then people have asked the question, doesn't that look like the Big Bang? So in other words, the black hole, instead of being the end product of stellar evolution, could it be the beginning? The beginning of a whole universe being created, being blown out the other end of a black hole. Well, the short answer is, I don't know. Nobody knows at the present time, because we don't have enough experimental data. But yes, the answer to your question is yes, there is a theory proposed by reputable physicists that say that the Big Bang was essentially a black hole. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Naveen Suresh. And I'm calling from Reading, PA. Hi, Dr. Kaku. I just want to ask a quick question. What exactly is the fourth dimension? And is it represented differently in the mathematical world versus the physics world? And is it possible in the future we could actually visit four-dimensional creatures? Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, you ask a question that has fascinated mystics, artists, philosophers for centuries. We know that the universe has three dimensions. We have length, width, and height. Given three numbers, you can locate any object in the entire universe. I live in New York City. When you want to meet somebody for lunch, you say, meet me on 42nd Street and 5th Avenue on the 10th floor. So three numbers locates a specific point in our universe. In fact, the entire universe can be summarized by giving three numbers, length, width, and height. But you see, there's nothing special about the number three. Why should the number three be singled out when it's an ordinary number? From a mathematics point of view, there is nothing, I repeat, nothing so interesting about the number three. Well, after the break, we're going to talk about hyperspace, about the movie Wrinkle in Time, about tesseracts, about the fourth dimension after the break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And also, once again, don't forget to go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out about all the books that I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity as we explore the universe, as we terraform Mars, as we go beyond, as we even perhaps one day encounter extraterrestrial intelligence. Well, before the break, we had a question about the fourth dimension, and the fourth dimension is in the news. If you saw the movie A Wrinkle in Time, you realize that the gateway between our universe and these other universes is a tesseract. And what is a tesseract? A tesseract is a four-dimensional cube. So, philosophers, novelists, science fiction writers have been fascinated by the idea of the fourth dimension. But what is it? Well, first of all, we know that our universe exists in 3 dimensions, length, width, and height. You can jump in 3 dimensions. You cannot jump in 4. And so then the question is, why? Why can't we jump in 4 dimensions? Now, your PC can easily calculate in 4 dimensions. Believe it or not, your computer is continually calculating in hyperspace, but you cannot move in hyperspace. Sorry about that. However, artists have visualized ways in which you might be able to visualize the fourth dimension. So let me explain. First of all, if I take a dot has no dimensions at all, but if I move it sideways, I get a line. So I added one dimension by simply moving a dot to the side. Then take this line and move it again perpendicular to itself. And what comes out? A sheet or a square. So when you move a dot to the right, you get a line. You push the line forward and you get a square. Now let's push the square. If you push the square in the third dimension, what do you get? You get a cube. Now push the cube. And then you begin to realize, oh, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't push a cube in another dimension. But you get the idea that if you could push a cube into hyperspace, you could get a hypercube. Now, when I was a child, I used to go to the Japanese Tea Garden in San Francisco, and I used to watch the carp swimming beneath the lily pads, and I asked a question that only a child would ask. I asked myself, what would it be like to be a fish? I said to myself, what a strange world. The universe would be in two dimensions. I could swim forward, backward. I could swim left, right. But the concept of up into hyperspace, up into the world of the third dimension was considered impossible. And then I imagined a scientist fish who would say, bah, humbug. There's no such thing as a third dimension because the pond is the universe. What you see in the pond is everything there is. There is no world beyond the pond. End of story. Well, then I imagine one day reaching down and grabbing the scientist's fish and then lifting him into the world of up, the world of the third dimension. What would he see? He would see beings moving without fins, a new law of physics. Beings breathing without water, a new law of biology. He would see worlds that are impossible in the pond. But then when I put him back into the water, what would he tell his fellow fish? He would tell them that he had a journey into the world of up, a journey into the third dimension, a journey into hyperspace, beyond our universe. There were unseen worlds, worlds upon worlds that he could only visualize mathematically, but there he was, moving in the third dimension. Now, around the turn of the last century, there was a book written about what would happen if a flatlander could move in the third dimension. So think about it for a moment. If you are three-dimensional and you could talk to people living in the second dimension, they would appear to you like cookie men that can only move in two dimensions. But what can you do? First, you could put them in jail. Jail consists of a square. You take a cookie, draw a square around it, and the cookie man cannot escape the square. A square is an airtight prison. But you, in the third dimension, can lift him up from the second dimension, and he could escape from jail by moving in the third dimension. He would literally disappear and reappear someplace else. And who has that power? Ghosts. So after the break, we'll talk about ghosts and the fourth dimension. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135, and ask that question about science.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question that is quite profound, a question that has fascinated mystics, theologians, and even priests for over a century, and that is the fourth dimension. As we mentioned before, we live in a three-dimensional world, but if we could somehow move in the fourth dimension, we could perform magical feats. Think of someone looking down on a cookie. A cookie man, a man who lives in two dimensions. If you draw a square around the cookie man, he's in jail. But to take him out of jail, you could lift him. Literally lift him into the third dimension and plop him down someplace else. So how would it look like somebody in Flatland? It would look like you disappeared and reappeared someplace else. It would appear as if you could walk through walls, that the square of a jail cannot confine you, that you can literally peel yourself off the universe and land someplace else. Now, here was the question asked over 100 years ago. Over 100 years ago, the book Flatland popularized the world of two dimensions, and then people began to wonder about the world of four dimensions. Who has the ability to move between walls? Who has the ability to disappear and reappear someplace else? Well, the answer is obvious. Ghosts. And so back in the late 1800s, there was a fascination with ghosts and the fourth dimension. Because anyone that moves in the fourth dimension would have the power of a ghost compared to the mortals who live in the third dimension. They would be able to walk through walls. They would be able to disappear, reappear someplace else, just like ghosts. Now, who else was fascinated by the fourth dimension? Salvador Dali. Salvador Dali was so fascinated by hypercubes that he drew one in his famous painting of Jesus Christ. Go to the web, look up the works of Salvador Dali, specifically Hypercubicus Crucifixion. There is Jesus Christ crucified in the fourth dimension. If I take a cube, for example, like a cardboard box, unravel a cardboard box, what do I get? I get a cross. Six squares arranged like a cross. So a cardboard box unraveled in the third dimension becomes a flat two-dimensional cross. So if I have a hypercube in the fourth dimension, and unravel it, what do I get? A three-dimensional cross. And that's exactly what Salvador Dali painted in his famous painting, Hypercubicus Crucifixion. Jesus Christ
crucify in the third dimension. So you see, the third dimension has fascinated artists as well as theologians writing about where ghosts are. In fact, theologians had a problem, and that is they believed in heaven, they believed in hell. But all of a sudden, with the discovery of the telescope and the space program, we began to look for heaven. And everywhere we looked with our telescopes, we could not see angels. We could not see devils. We did not see heaven or hell in outer space. And so theologians began to say, where is heaven? The answer, hyperspace. It would be a space beyond ordinary space. They would have magical properties of walking through walls, disappearing, reappearing, just like we can do when we meet Cookie Man in the second dimension. Now, we have a revival of all of this because, A, script writers are making movies like Wrinkle in Time about the fourth dimension. And string theory, which is what I do for a living, says that we live not just in four dimensions, but 11 dimensions, one dimension of time and 10 dimensions of space. In fact, if you saw the movie with Matthew McConaughey, the movie that talks about going through a wormhole into another universe, the movie called Interstellar, you realize that in the final scenes of the movie, Matthew McConaughey is floating a bunch of cubes, floating in air. And what is that? That is hyperspace. That is the fourth dimension. So here we have a situation where Matthew McConaughey and Hollywood have discovered hyperspace. Now, then the next question is this all theory and bunk, or is this really rooted in experimental reality? Well, the next question is, can you experimentally determine the existence of these other dimensions? String theory says that impossible is in principle possible, but in practice very difficult. These other dimensions have curled up to a tiny distance so that when we move, we don't feel the existence of these higher dimensions. They're there. We literally live in 11-dimensional hyperspace, according to string theory, but you can't feel it when you move. Now, how do you test the theory? Well, some people have said that if the world is three-dimensional, then forces diminish as the inverse square. If the universe were four-dimensional, then gravity would diminish as the inverse cube. So here's a way to easily detect the presence of hyperspace. Simply calculate how gravity diminishes with distance. Well, that experiment was done in Colorado. In Colorado, several physicists created a small device that could actually measure deviations from Newton's laws of gravity in a room. Well, what did they find? Nothing. Sorry about that. What does that mean? That means that either these higher dimensions don't exist or there's no parallel universe in Denver, Colorado. I tend to believe it's the latter. I tend to believe that there are these other dimensions, but our instruments are simply not powerful enough to resolve them. So in other words, it's probably true that we live in a higher dimension, the dimension predicted by string theory, but our instruments are too feeble to prove it. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's take a short break. And remember, every week on Science Fantastic, we give you the latest developments in science if you give us a call and be part of the romance of science. And so once again, this is Science Fantastic, and the number to call is 612-564-8135. That ends this segment of Science Fantastic, but you can join us every week when we discuss the cutting edge of science on Science Fantastic, and check out my website to find more. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Good day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.